Okay, we're up to where it says Mezuzois Ladele Shemunachas Bishchiva. You ever walk down Coney Island Avenue? Ever walk down a commercial street? They have these deliveries to the basement in people's backyard. They open up the doors. I don't know what they're called. There are steps, and you open up a trap door, cellar door. Are you mechuyev to put a mezuzah on a door that lies flat, that lies horizontally along? Every door is vertical. So everywhere you go, you see one of these things. So is the halachas, are you mechuyev to put a mezuzah on such a door? You've never seen it. We don't see people putting mezuzahs along. You walk on the street, you'll step on it, or we'll put it underneath. When you open up the door, you don't see such a thing. So why is that indeed not so? So it comes really from the Gemara here when it comes to the Nirtza. The Nirtza, bigger question, when it says that you take the Nirtza, you have to bore a hole in the hole of the Nirtza on the door and on the mezuzah. Can you do it along this cellar door? Can you take him out to Avenue J or Coney Island and take him against one of lying down on the floor and do it over there? So the answer is no. So just like it's not a kin of Nirtza. Likewise, it's not chayiv in mezuzah. B'shut noyde b'Yehuda don b'inyin martef, a cellar shebo adam in the earth shemachnitz b'lov derech pesach hamunach baretz, and you go through this door, you go below ground in chayiv b'mezuzah. So the answer is no. You're parted from mezuzah mesugya shemani ben akura ben shein akura. Tamulaymar mezuzah mazuzah meumid af delas nami meumid. The Gemara talks about what about when you have to bore a hole? Does the door have to be attached? Does the door need to be attached to the post? And the Gemara says yes, because just like a mezuzah is standing, it's vertical. Likewise, the door must be vertical. In this context, it needs to be vertically attached. Now, the imkavonas hagemara rak lemayt mezuzah telusha legamri shenu mechuberes, and it's detached. Hayitzach lichtav gam ma mezuzah bimechuber. Avol kevan shenaktu loshen meumad. Since the Gemara went out of the way to say that the mezuzah is standing, the word mezuzah has a connotation that it's something that is vertical. So too, the door must be vertical, and the door must be attached to the post. Muchach sherak mezuzah shehi oynedes yesh l'shem mezuzah avul delas hashecheves baretz ein nikreis mezuzah. So this is the raya from the Nodav Yehuda, from the Gemara. The Gemara says the taich of a mezuzah is something which is mu'umad. Mu'umad means vertical. Now that we know that's the translation of the word from the Gemara, when it says in the pasuk chasavtam al chasavtam al mezuzos beitzecho visharecha, we now learn that the mezuzah has to be vertical, and if you have a door that is horizontal, like a cellar door, that is potter from mezuzah. Kein pasach b'chay adam martef she'ein by pesach im mezuzos lichnos boy ella she'ham mezuzos ya'pesachim shoychvim al aretz. The posts and the door are horizontal, nearly shepetuah shle nikris mezuzah ella kishamedes kibumavu bekidushin, like it says in the Gemara Masechet Kedushin, when it comes to boring a hole through the ear of the Eved Ivri, that the door must be attached and the door must be vertical. It must be mu'umud. We learn the definition of the word mezuzah. So far we got three paiskim: the Nedav Yehuda, Chayi Adam, and the Orech HaShulchan. Ulam, not everyone agrees. Beshut Mincha Selazar, the Munkach. Heyer al hechochas hanedav Yehuda v'shemeshugim meduber rak meigin shloiti adelas akur mekashu rotzai saved. He says that when the Gemara says here mu'umad, the Gemara does not mean it should be vertical. The Gemara is using the word mu'umad as a way of explaining that the door should be attached, mechubar. But it's not coming to define vertical or horizontal. Rak mein shlutiyah adelas akur gishuhu roitzah esohevet. The alze oimrim delas shemayani. When it says the pasuk delas shemayani bein akur bein shein akura. Tamla mezuzah. Ma mezuzah mu'umod avdelas nami mu'umod. V'haynu mu'umod. Mu'umod over here does not mean like the Nodav Yehuda means that it's vertical. Mu'umod means mu'umod v'kavua. It means it's attached to the structure. Ubalachaytzi only coming to exclude rak shlutiyah akur, it should not be detached. V'loy donu klah. chal al hadeles im himunach haspamido ei b'shechiva elarakim hi mikuberes v'kugub b'mokay moelo. The Chosef, and then he goes on, the Munkat Sherebbe, Sha'af, B'Sha'adad B'Yehuda Hirgesh B'Zeh, he did sense, as we mentioned, what he does say, it says Mu'um, he did discuss Mu'um, and doesn't mean attached, doesn't mean vertical. U'lechein hevi loshen rash, Shekosav ma mezuzah oimeid, Shebeloi zeh loy mikri mezuzah. So Rashi pretty clearly says it means it's vertical. V'hainu d'bishalo shuhu oimeid loy mikri mezuzah. Mikol mokam gamikav anas Rashi, Yishlam ha-shalo b'shebo l'choitz yishloti ha-kul. All Rashi means, don't take Rashi literally. Rashi just means that it should not be detached. Avul kishchavua elav sheyit shechavis ein shumay chacha. We would not know, does not tell us what halach is. U'lechein, therefore, not to hamin chasalozah sheyesh l'chayiv pesach p'kezeh b'mezuzah m'chshash te'oiraisa. U'le lo yivarech al k'viz mezuzah sh'ulay z'brocha levatala. So what's the bottom line? It's not really clear. You can't learn pasna halacha from what it says over here in the back of the Gemara, from what they've been able to dig up with the computer, but it does present over here through some superficial search. There are four poiskim that deal with this shaila. Three of the four paskin yipotor legamri. The taich of a mezuzah is something that is vertical. And the Minchas Halozah says, lav dafka, all you see from the Gemara, that it has to be mechubar. But a mezuzah, maybe if it's horizontal, it's also called a mezuzah. Did you ever see a mezuzah on a cellar door? I never saw it. I never saw such a thing before. So it would seem.
An attic,
right?
Crawl space.
Okay, an attic. Is a general question. You need to have a mezuzah on a storage space.
Right.
But let's say also. So I guess that's also another reason why we're putting because you don't go there. But let's say you have a person that actually lives there. Baruch Hashem, the standards of living are very high in our society. But probably you go to society, people they live in basements, and the only way to go down to the basement was going through such a door. Would there be a chiyuv in putting up a mezuzah? So you see over here, it's a machlokes apayskim, and all depends upon a piece of Gemara, Masechta Kedushin, so one of the major sources, and even the Minchas Halos that says you should put a mezuzah does acknowledge you should not make a beracha. Okay, mezuzah is a very interesting topic. There are many situations where there's a machlokes apayskim. I remember Rav Kahanau in Tarva Das, he was of the opinion that an airplane requires a mezuzah. He was a das yochid. You've never seen an airplane, right? I mean, you've never seen an airplane. El Al does not have.
Need a car.
What?
A boat?
He never spoke about a boat.
Elevator.
You don't see it.
You don't
see it. What? You see that? But it's brought down in all of the Sfarim that it's not. You're not mechuyev. But it's not levatola for nothing to put up a mezuzah on an elevator. The big question is where do you put the right side or the left side? So generally the person say that on the ground level you put the mezuzah on the right side. That's their kinesa going in, and the rest of the building, Freedom Tower. Every single floor besides ground level, how many stories are there in the Freedom Tower? Whatever, they have 100 stories. Every single floor, you put the mezuzah on the left, because every single floor is the yitziah. When you come in on ground level, that's the kinesa. Every other level is the yitziah.
That's what I did an article for.
Yeah.
Public National Bank, South Door, whatever the authority got, they had mezuzah on the elevator.
On the elevator. So there's no harm done. You don't make a bracha. Halacha l'maaseh, you don't make a bracha, but you can put a mezuzah. Again, remember my Rebbe of Kahana, he said that there's no question in his mind that you have to put a mezuzah on an airplane. Maybe you do. Never seen such a thing. This is the halal, this is das yochid.
The owner would not be Jewish. That's what the question is.
If you rent an apartment, you have to put up a mezuzah. If you're there for 30 days.
Temporary.
Even temporary.
You're not there for 30 days.
El Al is owned by Jews.
That, yes.
Right?
Other than they lease the plane.
Even other companies, there are, you'd be surprised, there's certain private airlines that lease planes. Then they lease a fleet of planes. This is a Jewish company. They always advertise. They do medical medical, what's it called, a medical transport.
Right.
So I think they have their own planes. They have a fleet of planes.
No,
they lease.
They lease.
Right. So, but it's in their possession.
No, it's not.
No, they just for the day.
The company that owns a lot of planes.
So for the day.
Rent it out to the.
By the day. Okay. So maybe then it's different. All right. So whatever it is, but. El Al, listen, they have a fleet, it's owned by Jews, no question about it, but you've never seen a mezuzah on an
what
airplane.
About the Lubavitch tanks?
At RVs. Yeah, you do. L'chor, you do. It's a mobile home.
I don't know, he's going into the plane, he's going into the cabin, right? Every part of the plane where there's a doorway.
This was his opinion, my Rebbe. Obviously, it's a das yachid. It's a bias.
No one lives there. If you live on a plane, which happens, so when you're a private plane, maybe
I don't know the details. Okay, but it's interesting. There are things about people are very surprised. I remember my father was a Rav. It was very common. Balabatim would come to my father. And they would say, you know, we're living in this house already for so many years. You know, someone that was mo'er to us. They mentioned to us that we need a mezuzah on this corner of the house, this section. Could you come to the house to see it? This is the day before cell phones. Today I see a lot of people that come to Rabbanim with pictures. They take the cell phone, they take pictures. But in the olden days, Rabbanim would say, they start describing what it looks like. So the father, Rabbi, my father, I don't understand what you describe. Let me come and see it. I'll come one day to your house, I'll see it. So invariably, a father will go down, or any Rav for that matter. You only think you need one mezuzah. You need 20 mezuzahs. You need a mezuzah here, and a mezuzah here, and a mezuzah here. I once had it. Someone asked me to go look at this house. I came down, and I told him, you need 3 mezuzahs. He was questioning, does he need a mezuzah? I said, you definitely need a mezuzah here, but you also need a mezuzah here and here. It's very common. A lot of times you don't realize.
There's
a mashka. There's no mezuzah. It's very interesting. Mezuzah is a very interesting topic, and here he presents something you never think of. And you go to a cellar, these cellar basements, and have its opening. It's not so posh. It doesn't need a mezuzah just because the entrance is horizontal. Does not necessarily mean it's potter from a mezuzah. Leads according to the Minchas Elazar. Next topic. Tefillin al yodei shenis yavshir. Rachmanos, and a person has a hand that is not operational. Now this is a very complicated topic because, you know, Rachmanos, and a person loses power in later in life in one of his hands. So if he loses power, loses strength in it. Rachmanos, what I mean, I want to say the word Rachmanos. So then it becomes a very big shiloh. Which hand does the person put tefillin on? So here he describes this. There are different degrees of nisyafsha. There's just on the hand, and the hand is just not functional, but it's there. And then there's a degree where the hand actually shrivels. The hand is a different madrega. So he describes some of these in Yanim. Let's see. Besugya mevua sheyavsha gapa shalayif. If the wing of a bird dries up, so it's missing a limb, it's not kosher. You know that it's not a kosher bird. Anything that's yavesh is kechoser. If it's choser, there's a hole. If it's lacking, there's a hole. If there's a hole, it's not kosher. Cause of harashba. B'shem arayvet afal pishadayin mechub b'gub. Even though the wing is still attached, mechusar eiver nikri, kevan shekol koichoy shal oif v'chnaf of v'yavshay, the koich of a bird is in its wings, the wings dry up, so it's as if it does not exist, so therefore it's missing a limb, it's a hole, and it's treif. Beshut avne nezer nishal b'dvar ha'ish shayodah ha'smolis ochazos ruach shekorin luft. I don't know what this means.
Luft means air.
What? Air?
Yeah.
It's a condition. The ein bo shum hergish ne'akitzas machat. Even if you'll take a needle and you'll put a needle, the person does not have any sensation.
All the nerves.
It means the same thing. Luft means condition.
Okay, a condition where there's no sensation whatsoever. Haroifim amru noash lemachalasai. They've given up hope. We had that in Yirmiyah. Noash. We give up hope. Lemachalasai. There's nothing that we can do for this person. Nayasav anochasil. So what do we do? Until now, this person put his hand on his left arm. That's where he put his tefillin. But maybe it's not called an arm anymore. It's not called an arm. Nayasav anochasil. In the yevshul lechich misugin shayad shiyosh yavsha. Maybe they don't put tefillin on altogether. It's a brachal of atala. for this person now to put tefillah on this arm, if a person does not have an arm, you don't put tefillah. There is no arm, so you don't put tefillah. And you put tefillah on the other arm. So maybe tefillah, if a person only has one arm, there's a shiloh, you put it on, it's only one of the other hand, you weaker arm. So then you put on without a bracha. But basically, if there's two arms,
one arm, you can't put on your own tefillah.
Someone else do it for you, and there's no bracha. You put on the tefillah without a bracha. So the shiloh over here is, if this person, until this point in time in his life, was putting on the left arm, was making a bracha, maybe now the time will come when either he'll put on tefillin or someone will put on tefillin on him, the other arm. Basically, like he's an amputee, la halacha, and the laws of which arm the tefillin are put and if a bracha is made will now change. We're not going into those details with the brachas, every situation is different, but basically the laws of tefillin are going to change in this situation. That's the shah that was asked to the Avnei Nezer. The Gemara says the Rashba, in the name of the Rav, it gives a tan. The reason why a bird that's wing has dried up is because the ikur koyach of a bird is its wings. It's not necessarily true that the ikur koyach of a person is his arm. So maybe when we say that if a limb is dry, it's as if it does not exist, it only applies to wings. Does not necessarily apply to an arm. That's the dilemma. That was the question. And what is the Aryeh's answer? The Heishevi responds, Pashli Shadavka Be'oif. A bird is called an oif because it flies. So when the wing is dried up, it's not a bird. In Bereshis, Aval, Adam, Ein, Zenikum, Chusrever, by a human being, we don't say this. Therefore, if the person's arm is weak, even though it's not functional, it doesn't matter. It's still halacha called the yad. It's not mechusar ever, and the person can continue putting on tefillin even with a bracha. Omnam ga emigia hayal lechlal yavshu shaf im he tinokev. He goes not so simple to the point tinokev ena motzia tipas dam. A different degree in dysfunctionality where blood does not come out. It's not just the nerves are not functioning, but there's no circulation. The circulation is severely limited. Obviously, all of these conditions have to be discussed with doctors and Paiskim, just the generalization of these issues. Unfortunately, I know I have a friend, unfortunately, that is a young, very young guy. He had a stroke. It's an ongoing issue of what he should do with tefillin. It's not really clear. He asked different Paiskim what to do. One side of his body is not, you know, it's not like it used to be. And he does have some power, a little bit. But until now, that was his, I don't remember all the details. It's a very complicated shayla, and he asked different Paiskim, and he got different Piskei Halacha. These type of things are very difficult shilas. And of course, he can't generalize, as he says. Every situation is unique. Bishut kinas soifrim don b'inyan zeh ha-goyin rav shlom kluger v'kosav she'im hayad imedes l'ketzitza v'adai dinoi ke'ein lo yad v'zois klal. It's just matter, an appendage on the body. It's no problem. As long as it's there, it's called a yad, you make a bracha. So you need to hold a tefillin. You have no choice. You must wear tefillin. The ayinah b'pegilyoni hashas bim 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 ma turton b'toyros. It's a mistake. Bim toyros shol shaynu ve'arachas chayim ma shekasa v'tziv v'tzinoi the inyan zeh and the sources. The sources that they provided there. Re'isu raya da'sefes kasa b'pegilyoni hashas lahavi from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. What about fruit and branches that have dried up on a tree, the yesh b'ktsiras and iser kaitzer on Shabbos, are you allowed to detach a dead fruit, a fruit that's attached to a dead branch, or a fruit itself that's shriveled? There's also shalach l'mais on Shabbos, the chiv karis, chiv skila, for detaching fruit from a branch that has dried up. So the one regard from the sugya, that just like by a bird whose wing has dried is not called, it's not called a wing, so to a tree whose branch has dried, if you pull a fruit from that branch, there's no chiv deraisa. Disagrees. The cost of levar shem yishami b'dubr shlo yoshay yad manish. It's not a raya. It's a different case. Shari mavur shom shadan yochol yilak lahaktir lahaktir ba. I don't know what the case there is. Okay, so the bottom line here is, this is a shayla. Rachmana litzlan, we should never know from these things. No one should ever know from these things. But these type of shaylas, when a person's degree of koyach in an arm is not the same, where does that stand? What? To be du'ad aktores. To do the aktores when his hand is no longer 100% functional, the thing called a balmum. These are complex shilas. Here are some of the issues. And one marim makom is this Gemara Masechta Kiddushin that talks about a wing that has dried. And the Gemara says it's mechusar eiver. The only difference is a wing is the ikur koyach of a bird. A hand is not necessarily the ikur koyach of a human being. Maybe it is, maybe it's not, and that is the issue. Okay, next topic is a very interesting topic. It's a very controversial topic of giving aliyos to people that cannot see the Sefer Torah. You have this film in a wheelchair. Someone comes, I saw this once, person came to shul in a wheelchair, and they decided they're going to give him an aliyah. And they called him up, and then when he tried to ascend, they realized that there's no way they're getting the wheelchair to the bima. They couldn't because there was a step. There was a step up, and they basically didn't even ask the rabbi, and the person, I don't think this is shul halacha, the person, he made the bracha from the distance, from like the back of the bima, and the balkore read, and then he made the bracha acharona. So I was watching, I thought it was the chorish like halacha. If you're going to get an aliyah, you have to at least see the Sefer Torah. You can't go get, you can't go call someone in the audience. What? They didn't do anything. Yes, you saw. They didn't do anything. The person, they read the Sefer Torah. The person, they thought they would be able to get into the bima, and they realized it just wasn't going to happen. So he stayed like we have a bima like this. There's a step up. So he sat in the wheelchair on the side of the bima, and he made the bracha. The Baal Kriya read the aliyah, and then he made the bracha acharona.
Was he
playing
or?
As a Yisrael. He was a Yisrael. I remember this very clearly. If I tell you the person's name, you'll probably know who he is. He was a well-known person. They didn't. I saw this many years ago, and I was wondering, is this really la halacha? Is this what they're doing over here? Is this kedin? So here he talks about some of the issues, and one of the issues is real. Let's deal with a real serious case of a suma. L'chayr, it's no different than a suma. A person is blind. A person gets called to an aliyah and he can't see. Imamish can't see the Torah. Can you give a suma an aliyah? So here's the discussion. It's not at all clear. There's machlokes apoyskin. Machlokes gedoyla yeshma ben arishonim im suma oyle le Torah. What is the issue? The issue is dvarm shebichsav. When it comes to a blind person, it's shayneya ke'oyne. Well, really, the one that gets the aliyah in the Ikar Hadin, and this is the way it was done in ancient times, is the one that gets the aliyah is the one who lanes. If you, everyone who comes to shul is expected to know the entire parasha inside out. And if they call you up to get an aliyah, so you'll lane your own aliyah. That's the way it was done in ancient times. Because niskatu hadaros, not everyone knows the parasha inside out, so the way it is the way it is with Balkari. Where do they know?
Is he a shaliach?
What?
Is he a Balkari or a shaliach?
No, it's better than a shaliach. He's shanea ka'oine. Okay, that's the dilemma. There's a lot of lumdis. What are the parang? What are the idea? The lumdis of shanea ka'oine. When you listen to someone, you yoitze with his reading. Does that mean it's as if you're actually reading it? Or maybe it's like what you're saying is, I'm not actually reading it, he's my agent to read it for me. Okay, you're going to mention some of these things. He does it for you. The only place where we used to do this was in the junior minion. When I was a child, I grew up in the junior minion, so it was a great minion where it was an opportunity to learn how to lane. The average high school student doesn't have the time in school to appear in the entire parasha. And also, when you're going to lane once a year, so the procedure was, you break up the parasha. Mm-hmm. Basically, the minion only had at most 15 people. Not everyone anyway wanted a lane, so there were a few steadies, and everyone lanes one aliyah.
Uh-huh.
And you get the aliyah that you lane. What?
Get the aliyah that you prepare.
Then you prepare. So therefore, they divide it up. Okay, next week you're laning shlishi, you're laning everyone prepares one aliyah, and the custom was in this minyan, when you come to lane your aliyah, you get the aliyah. So it was like the good old days, like the time of the Gemara, when the person who got the aliyah actually read his aliyah.
They
want to
do that.
What?
They want to
do that.
They want to
do that. I don't know. Okay, so this is years ago it was very common. It wasn't so uncommon years ago, and even in shuls, to break up laning. Today you don't see it. Today the Baal Kriya, he lanes all parsha. Don't mess with the Baal Kriya. I remember even the Megillah, Megillas Esther. One guy lanes half the Megillah, and then the other guy, then someone else, Balayilahu, someone takes over. I don't have one person to lane the whole Megillah for the shul. Take turns. Echa. A lot of shuls, they break it up. What's the pshat? Why Echa, they break it up? It's very interesting. At night. Everyone gets to participate.
Except if you make a bracha, some people he said he has to lay the whole thing. I'm just saying.
Because with a cloth, he uses cloth. For some reason, Echa, there's a minig. Everyone they divide it up. Everyone gets a chance to lane the parrot. I don't know. But they used to do this for laning. It used to be much more common. Today you don't see this anymore. You don't. But over here,
that's how you got to lane.
Okay, let's see. So he does. So machlokes gedola yeshem and erishag. Let's see over here. Im suma oile le toira suma get aliyah. In the Beis Yosef, it says. Okay, the Beis Yosef writes, "She'enoi oile le Torah." Okay, so that's the meaning of the Mechaber. The Mechaber, this conclusion is, in Shulchan Aruch, you don't assume it does not get an aliyah, v'chein kosav gan b'Shulchan Aruch. Okay, the Beis Yosef, after debating the issue in the Torah, after writing his commentary on the Torah, he concludes in the Shulchan Aruch. Bottom line is Suma Einoi Koyer Lefisha Also Likros Afilu Oisakas Shaloi Minaksaf, because basically, with the Suma is getting the Aliyah, it's really his duty to read what it says in his Aliyah. That's the Iker duty. You get an Aliyah, it's your obligation. It's your duty to lane what it says in your Aliyah. A Suma is not allowed to lane. I mean, he can't see it, so he'll do it by heart. I'll just say the psukim by heart. It's an iser to lane dvarm shebichsav iat harashai la'oy malpeh. So now with the Baal Koyre. So the Baal Koyre is just doing what you're supposed to be doing. If you're supposed to be reading, it's all part of the same thing, and you're not allowed to lane the Baal Peh. So therefore, the Beis Yosef concludes that it's osir. Ach, v'ramo, minig ashkenaz, maybe that was the Sfardim, he writes, kosem sheb maharil, she'achshav in our day and age, kore l'sumo, kore sumo, k'mosh onu makam v'toyro, la'am oretz. Why is a suma any different than an amoretz? It's very common. Actually, very common. But it happens. You call up a person that doesn't even know the aleph bays. He doesn't know Hebrew letters. Also, he knows. He practiced the brachas, and you show him. This is we're learning over here. This is where we're going to start from. He has no clue what's going on. And davar pasha. Of course, we do this all the time. So he can't even lane it. So basically, for him, if he would have to lane it, it would have to be Baal Peh. Someone would have to word, lip service, this word. If he were to attempt to read what it says in the Torah, which within the bracha, someone has to say it in Baruch, Atah, Hashem. What? Okay, so even the bracha, someone has to go help him say the bracha. So if he would now lane, someone would have to say the word. So basically, it would be a reading that would be baal peh. Have you ever seen someone make a macha and say an am haaretz is not allowed to get an aliyah? We've never heard of this. Obviously, we hold that as long as he's not the one that's actually reading it, the rules, because you have to figure out what the lumdus is. You can explore different svaros of why it's not going to be a problem for an am haaretz. Simply, you'll say he's not the one that's reading, someone else is reading. So if someone else is reading, it's good enough, even though he's been gaitz with Shemaya Kalina. But Shemaya Kalina doesn't mean literally he's saying it. It means it's a second step removed, and the one that's reading it is actually reading from the text, so it's okay. So just like it's okay for an Am Haaretz, a blind person shouldn't be any different. That's what the base...
That's not what I forgot, their reading glasses. He's not being able to see it.
So he's like a blind person. And then it'll be exactly the same case of blind person. It'll be exactly the same Shiloh.
See it, but it's blurry. It's really not really...
If you can see where it's blurry, that's still called seeing. That's already that's called seeing. That's okay.
Some people take off their glasses.
You can see better. Chatzitza. Some hold. Okay, this is an extreme chumrah that a Baal Kri is not allowed to wear glashim chatzitza between his eyes and the ksav. It's an extreme chumrah. We never heard this. What?
Did he wear a nid of yam?
Kiddush Levon, take off the glasses? Should be chatzitza?
In Toronto, they want to make a shul.
Glass in the back?
Skylight. Skylight.
You don't have to go outside.
Skylight.
You can because it's a glass separated.
So that's another, indoors. That's another reason. Because L'chadchilo, you're supposed to be outside. Tachas kipas
ha-shamayim. Yes, you can't sit.
L'chadchilo, you should be outdoors. You're not supposed to be indoors. And it's not because of the glass. But in fact, the person is a chayle, can't go outside. You can do a kiddush levana through a glass. You can do it in an airplane. The famous.
Yes, sure. I see people.
They take off their glasses. It's okay. It's a chumrah. I know. I heard about this, but it's not something which is very common among us. Let's go further.
Not hearing.
The what?
You have to hear it, lady.
What do you mean? What do you mean? I mean, the person's deaf.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's a different shayla? I don't know what the answer is. That's a different shayla. If a person is deaf, can you give him an aliyah? I don't think he discussed that over here. I don't remember.
You didn't even hear that.
Well, I can tell you that I know a particular family where the husband and wife are, maybe the kids are not, but they gave the Eddie Zakaya, and he used to get aliyah by Rebbe.
And he's completely deaf?
Yeah.
100%?
Yes.
Okay, so you see it's okay.
You just stood there?
What?
Let's see the issues.
Yeah.
Well, what are you just stood
couldn't
there?
Hear anything.
You just stood, you know how to make the rubber that you stood there?
His name is Katz.
Now, what's the difference?
He could read it. He wasn't illiterate. He was an intelligent fellow, but he was totally deaf.
In other words, it's not very pointed.
Not at all.
Not very pointed. He could see what
he couldn't hear it.
Okay, let's see. So v'yidei b'shut maseis b'yamin hevi divrei habeis yosef shichme b'zev v'kosav ani amarti af b'ruach ha-moshel yale olecha b'koim chal tanach ki b'ilav lo yiznach. Even though this may be the halacha v'yimos ovi zanuach ha-toyra b'keren zavis munach and in the day of v'yimos avi zanuach, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe died v'yimos avi zanuach ha-toyra b'keren zavis munach. And it means in our generation, when the tzaddikim are no longer around, the Torah is lying in the corner. This is just hadamah, elaborate expressions. Now at the end of my life, I can't see well. The rabbi wants to drive me out of shul. The Torah, because I can't see. The Torah says, "Chayy olam levuti echshay b'mispar haminyan la'alos," that I should not be counted among the minyan la'alos. L'chein amarti v'gamarti believe chalil lima la'azoy v'serach etzachayim u'me'echzoyz b'amstecha. Not to abandon the Torah, not to take hold of its branches. I love the Torah. He has these very elaborate expressions from time immemorial. Mishpata v'data, its laws and its lessons. I'm not going to abandon it. Uba es halcha, and in the ways of Torah I will walk. The eftach bedvar halacha, I'm going to analyze this issue. Liros ma osa li harav kocha, why did the rabbi do this to me? Basically, in these elaborate words, he's saying that I'm an old man and I can't see, and the rabbi told me you can no longer an aliyah, you're blind. So he says, it's not fair. I spent my whole life studying Torah and Torah, now I'm an old man. I'm not going to take this lying down. I want to analyze the sources for the rabbi's decision, but I'm not allowed to get aliyah. Now, the rabbi is based upon the holiest source, upon the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef concludes, after a considerable debate, a considerable discussion, that a summa may not get an aliyah. But he says, I'm not satisfied. Let's analyze this. Vihine. Let me lift up my eyes to the big mountains. Let me go seek out help from Hashem. I will arrange and clarify my words. Like a garment. I will stand strong. I'm going to go and fight with all the rabbis to really come to a halachic conclusion to determine if it's correct that I'm not allowed to get aliyah. The term called atzia v'avi deos hamchabrim ish ish al digloi be'oisos kefi asher motzasi b'chibureyem, with proofs that I found in their writings, kamoi earlier sources, ubastroi later sources, halalu oishim, halalu atinim, esadrim be'arocha mul marocha, I'm going to arrange them in an organized way, omitoch eilu shtei hamarochos testayim shmaitza, will clarify the halach issue, v'yeitze lanu hadin din emes be'ezras Hashem. Okay, so therefore, I mean, it's a really beautiful, this is an unbelievable, the shyness he has over here, just stunning, how he says, I'm very upset, what they're doing to me, I'm not going to take this sitting down, I'm going to research the issue thoroughly, and maybe we can come up with a heter for me to get an aliyah. First, he mentions that the Ikra Din is a person who doesn't know how to reach not get an aliyah. The cause of Shavu is for us. First, he points out is that really the one that gets the aliyah should be the one that reads. However, basically we said, since today Bizman has said not everyone can read from the Sefer Torah different, we rely upon Shaynea Ke'oine. Fine. Ubir Sha'im Loimar Shema Shem Shemolay Amr Shme Koine Ella Beroy Likros. So what is the argument? What is the argument? The argument over here is that the only time we say Shaynea Ke'oine is when at least there is potential. There's potential. A person is not blind. So even though maybe now he can't read, but you know, send him to a beginner's course. There's potential. She'oz ena kriya ma'kevespo, then it's not an akiv he hears. Aval mi she'ena yochol likroi ha'kriya ma'kevespo, maybe you'll say, v'ein bo yadim shol shmek oine. So this is what he wants to suggest at first glance, is that a person who's blind, there's no potential. Kol haroi lubila, ein bila makeves. Chosh anyone lubila bila makeves, there's no potential. Chmoy shamu kol haroi lubila bila makeves. Shadavar ze lo yamor, be'ela bedavar shumen midaraisa. So he says, this is not a good answer. Don't go tell me that there's a difference between those. So basically, why am I different than an Am Haaretz? An Am Haaretz, we give aliyos, even though he does not know how to read. I am blind, and I don't get an aliyah. Why? So you'll tell me, because an Am Haaretz has potential. If he will go and learn how to read, he will be able to read on his own. But a blind man has no potential. Therefore, that's why there's no longer an aliyah. So he says this is not true. This concept is only true when it comes to a din d'oraisa. When it comes to din d'rabbanan, you don't need potential. We don't say this. Since over here that Kriya Satoira is only a din derabanan, even if you do not have potential, we should be able to rely upon the principle of Shaynea Ke'oine. He has a beautiful raya to this, so that you do not need potential. If you are in the middle of Shmoyne Esrei and the shat is up to Kedusha, so you just listen. You listen to the shats, listen to the shot, say Kedusha, and you fulfill your obligation in that way. But why? There's no potential for you. Because you are in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and at this point in time, it is categorically forbidden for you to recite Kedusha. So there is no potential for you in this situation, and yet the halacha is yotzei with Shemoneh Ka'inah. So what do we see? That we're dealing with the din derabbanan, like tefillah and Kedusha. This response, the only din derabbanan, you do not need, you only need, you do not need to, potential is not necessary. So just like this is true in this case, it should be true when it comes to getting an aliyah as well. Mitamim elu umisfaris nesafas here. Other reason which is not presented. Cost of lahatir l'sumu la'lois l'toru l'kway ba'alpe yachad ebashatz. Okay, so he concludes not like the mechaber. He concludes here the maseis binyamin. He's quoting from someone over here that presented the shaila that a suma can indeed get an aliyah and he'll listen to the shatz shemeya ko'ine ba'alpe. We pass in here like the later achronim. So the bottom one over here is just elaborates machlekes the mechaber and the Rama. The Rama is matir. And the reason why we're matir is pretty much shenea ko'ena, and don't tell me you need to have potential. By din derabanan, you do not need potential. So going back to that other shayla I told you, I don't know the answer, what the halach is. When the person cannot even make it to the bima, is that worse? Person, let's say person can't even, maybe, I don't know.
My father-in-law was in a wheelchair the last couple of years, but they used to lift him up, and he stood for a while. Then it became impossible, and they just used to lift up the wheelchair on the bima.
But they brought them. At least they brought it to the koyre.
Right.
But what happens? Like,
but he couldn't really. I don't think the level was where he could actually
see the reading. So
certainly not when it was near the top of the umbra.
So there's definitely grounds to make it to some degree. A blind person, halacha lemaisa. A blind person is getting an aliyah, and a blind person can't see. So what's the difference if you can't see? So how close already do you have to be? You have to be mamash on top of the Sefer Torah? Lav dafka. Torah, it's okay. So you do...
The first problem was, I don't know where his mind was towards later on also. I mean, I don't know.
But he was able to make the problem.
Yeah, he made the problem.
Okay, so this is a very interesting shayla. What you do, what they do, they do have nursing homes. And in the hospitals,
they give at the RCA conventions. They discuss all these things. They have shiurim in terms of half Dominion is sleeping.
So that
you know, they have, let's say, 15, 20 people at Dominion, and probably there's 5 or 6 people awake during davening. That's the main shiloh that they discuss.
The nursing homes
they
have the bima, no steps,
right?
And it's low down so that they can.
They can actually see it.
It's in the wheelchair.
Okay. But even if they can't see, we have over here grounds to be mad.
What's the bottom line?
Yes. The bottom line is a summa yes. A summa can get an aliyah. That's the bottom line.
Frank says yes.
Yes, he says clearly says. The Ramah also. The Ramah says yes. The Mechaber, even the Mechaber. Mechaber. Really? First.
He's a very good doctor. He doesn't lie. But it teaches the kids how to
learn. Is a shatz in the cheder, you know, chinka, the holding hall. So they have a yeshiva. So in the main base medrash, the Baal Musaf is blind. It's supposed to be an unbelievable davening. He has a tremendous koyach, and he's completely blind. He does Baal Musaf on the Yomim Noraim. He does the entire Musaf Baal Peh. People come from far away to hear him davening. To hear such a Baal Tefillah, he knows the whole thing about Peh with
most of
them
do. Yeah,
most of them do. They do that. But interesting. All right, we will take a short break. We'll...